The Trust has always had a hit list, a number of houses that are deemed of first importance, either because of their contents or their associations. And Tinsfield always sat there as one of the most important properties as yet still in private hands, and one that was thought to be at risk. When it became possible to think about having it, I was frantic with excitement. I wanted to see it. And when you came inside, it was never going to be possible for anything else to happen to it. I fell into despair that if the trust didn't take it, the contents would be dispersed and that the house would fall into rack and ruin, because nobody would take on a Grade I listed building like this with so little chance to make anything viable from it. The first time I came up was an unbelievably intimidating experience, because we had been told that we had 3 days to assess the property. That is, to figure out whether it was worth having, how much it might cost for us to acquire it, what were the implications in the wider trust. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And it was love from first sight. I just have been desperately in love with the property ever since. I was trying to assess the preventative conservation costs. I was looking at whether it was possible to ever make an environment that was friendly to the contents. At the end of that time, I went off and, you know, made spreadsheets and how many acres of corridor, literally how many feet of drugget we might have to put down to try and get the costs. And the more I looked at it, the more I could see it was going to be fairly expensive to do, but still possible. Because it isn't wrecked, because it's in a robust condition, here were things that could, one, wait, and two, that we could have people learn from. And that, from the very first moment, struck me. This house, to me, gave us chances that no other property opened out. There were rooms that clearly nobody had been into for a very long time. And it wasn't that it looked neglected, but you got a sense that because Christie's was creating a country house sale, they were putting things together to enhance and to, like a good picture hang. They were embellishing the presentation. And you just got a sense that things had been disturbed. You know, when we went upstairs into Lord Wraxall's bedroom, the door was half open and his hunting pinks were hanging up on the door, and my heart stopped. Because I really felt all of a sudden that I was in a living presence. It was the most bizarre sense. It felt as if there were still people in the house, still living in it. And as you walked through the house, you went on having this sense that it wasn't an abandoned or an unhappy house.